Again, thank you all for joining us this evening. Sean, take it away.
All right. All right. Thanks, Chris. How many people are on the call here?
We're not 100% sure yet, but there were an awful lot of beeps.
Okay. Okay, good. Good, 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 good. Well, first off, I really want to thank you, Chris, for your efforts in putting this together and getting everybody focused on this opportunity to really push some good info into the world. And I want to thank everyone here for being willing to participate and, you know, put yourselves into the world under this guise. And, you know, hopefully we can market you accordingly. We are a big marketing machine at the end of the day. I should give you a little background on the company. We do spend about $100 million a year on traffic for various sites that we build out and create. This, of course, you know, the Supreme Psychics is an easy fit for us, given the quality of providers that we're able to get, which means yourselves, because essentially you are the content, and that is something that I want to keep very high level, you know, with a lot of high level service behind it. There seems to be some competitors where it's like you go to their product and the content provider, meaning advisor, really is not even fit to be in front of a camera, you know, sitting there smoking or, you know, just not professionally presenting themselves. So the professional presentation, which Chris has alluded to through his network here, is something that we're going to, you know, rely on you guys for. Hopefully bring you so many clients that your revenues make it well worth it. We were headed for a launch of the site tomorrow, although that is at this point not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen most likely on Tuesday. We had we've been dealing with banks on the back end to kind of give us better limits on what amounts we can run through the system on a per-day basis. And we did get approved for a rather high level or high amount, which is great. It means that we can go out there and harness a lot of traffic for the launch of it. But the issue is the way that our site talks to the bank is not quite complete, and they've been working on it. My team's been on it all weekend. And they're almost through it, just juggling a couple of last little bugs to make sure that the site is bug-free, especially when it comes to transactions, and we should be off to the races. You can do consultations via email, via video, and I have added the option of turning off the video so you could just do audio, and then there's email. An email I would keep, because an email reading is about $10, I would keep that, at a flat rate. It's $9.99. I would keep, your answers, pretty much in tune with what that is, unless, of course, you latch onto someone that really needs a lot of help, and, of course, go for it. But, there's a value that's associated here, too. So, I'm hoping that Tuesday is the day. And, as I said, professional presentation and, what if you're going to do video, and I guess that's the way. Outside of maybe questions and answers, I really don't know what to say here, except for that I'm really excited we're finally to this point and Mercury's at a retrograde to do it.
We're excited that Mercury's at a retrograde, too. Mercury retrograde for all of us. All right. Well, if that's the basic, what we'll do is as I said, if you hit *6, it will unmute your phone, and then please ask your question, and then after you've asked your question, remute yourself with *6, and then we'll answer it and go on to the next question. So, who's first?
Hi, my name is Annabelle. Am I on?
Yes, Annabelle.
Yes, you are, Annabelle.
Okay, great. I was curious about this. I have a lot of experience with doing energy healing, and I've done like psychic readings in the past, but what I'm most comfortable with is actually doing energy work. So I was curious about this. I have my own blog and I have my own Facebook group, and you know, and I write, and so I'm doing a lot of things on my own. But I'm also kind of at the beginning of my, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so there's limitations to how much I can really get out there. So I'm curious about this, and my main concern is what the presentation of the psychics and healers is like, because I've seen sites where the people just kind of seem like, it almost seems like just a list of webcam girls, but they're psychics. And so that's kind of my concern. Like what is our professional presentation like? I mean, is it something that I would be comfortable with, you know, putting myself and my brand into?
Well, that's really going to be for your own discernment. You know, at the end of the day, once it's live, I guess it'd give you a better picture of that. I was a working home dad for several years, and I understand the challenges around that, especially when you're, you know, a guy trying to broker business deals and you're in the middle of a big call and your 3-year-old comes running into the room screaming. You know, it's sometimes a difficult scenario at best.
There's a limit to, like, for my hours that I can work when she's at a nap or when my husband runs a company. So when he's around and I can be, you know, totally private. So, but it's still mm-hmm. something that I see as being potentially useful in that I don't have to do all of the marketing and I don't have to sort of bring all of the clients to myself. So I do see it as something that it could be potentially useful, but I am a little concerned about what the presentation is actually like, and since the website's not up, I can't really see it.
Yeah.
It'll be easier to see in a couple of days when that aspect of it is live, but the website itself looks very professional, and the videos look professional. One of the things that will be important, and we're actually working with a group right now to set up some training videos that will help people. But one of the things you'll want to do is have an area where you do your readings that is kind of like this is your sacred space, and to have that set up for that. Now you're alluding to, and I hope I'm not jumping out of line here, Sean. But one of the things we're very much excited about with Supreme Psychics is this will be the first major site like this that will be promoting energetic healers. And so this is kind of, we're breaking new ground with this. There's a lot of people that do distance healing and energy healing on a small scale, but this will be a big scale. And so this is, we're looking a lot to our professionals who are both joining us here tonight and also have signed up on the site and not been able to make it, to help set the new standard for what this is going to be with energetic healing on a worldwide level. It's pretty exciting.
And that's really well said, Chris. And Annabelle, I mean, that is a competitive edge that we have is, you know, the Reiki and distant healing that, you know, it sounds like you offer, which is fabulous. And I've been the recipient of that several times and know the credibility of it. The aspect of how you look and how you appeal to people on the site, I mean, that really boils down to what type of bio that you created for yourself there, articles that help you market yourself within the site. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're just going to drive massive amounts of traffic to the site. You know, we're starting off with a modest budget. How you appear on camera, what's behind you, what's, you know, what in essence are you projecting into it is really what's going to determine that. You know, and that's why
right.
It's like, you know, I mentioned people like smoking, things of that nature, things I've seen on Twitter sites, I just go, oh, my God, are you kidding me? You know, so.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed from doing research with other sites is there are a lot of people who don't necessarily remember that they're not on the telephone. So they may be sitting there in their pajamas. And, you know, we're all professionals here, and we're setting up, I think, what's going to be the most professional site out there. And we're really looking to our intuitive counselors here and our healers to set that bar and to set it very high, because we want this to be the new standard. Now, there is one other thing that you alluded to that I'd like to bring out, because I've personally gotten a lot of this question coming into me, and it was, you were mentioning that, you know, you're going to be a stay-at-home mom, your hours are somewhat fluid, and there have been people that have been concerned that there might be a minimum requirement for how much time you had to be on the website, or that you had to set certain standard hours that you would be there. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, but we're leaving a lot of this up to the independent professional to set their own times and when it works for them.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, no, you're not set to any hours. If you choose to log on, you're on. If you don't choose to log on, then, you know, you're not penalized for not logging on. You know, really, it's a way for you to gain revenue, and that's, you know, up to you how many hours you want to put out there. If you want to put hours of availability into your bio, that's all up to you. We're not going to ask you to, oh, yeah, well, you need to be on from, you know, 12 to 6 today. That's all up to you. Annabelle, you were going to ask a question before Chris started talking too, and I kept talking. What was that?
No, I didn't really have any more questions. I know that for my own integrity, if I were to be, you know, putting myself, so are you live? Like when you are, you know, like switched on to work, is your camera running, and then people who are browsing the site, they can see you sitting there, or?
If you want to have that happen, yes. You can be online and not have your camera on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
I mean, if I were to put myself out to start working, I would definitely, like, you know, be in a place where behind me is a nice, like, just a blank wall, or, you know, a nice scene, and I'd be well-dressed, and I'd have on makeup and my hair done, and, you know, I would be ready to be on camera. But my main concern is the way that everything else around me reflects on me. I mean, that's my concern, and it sounds like I'm not really going to know what that vibe is. And I do, since you're affiliated with Humanity Healing, that, you know, gives me a good impression of the integrity. So it just sounds like I'm going to have to kind of wait and see what it looks like and see if it's something that's going to be, like, the right kind of fit.
It's one of the cart before the horse thing that we've been dealing with. It's, you know, you've got to have the psychics to launch the site, but at the same time, it's like a lot of psychics want to know what it's going to look like before they commit to it. So we've been doing a juggling act with this, but everything I can say from Humanity Healing's perspective, everything that we have seen so far has really been first class, and that's what we're expecting when everything goes live.
I mean, you know, could it be the color of the site? The color of the site may or may not appeal to you. It doesn't really appeal to me on a personal level, but, you know, we're trying to go for something that's softer, you know. But the look and feel of how everything is presented is open to changing. That is for sure. I mean, this is the initial launch of something, and we already have a whole bunch of bullets for phase two. One of the things I'm trying to get live before the site goes live, and this also alludes to the hours type thing, is we have is the implementation of a request a reading button. So that might, you know, help people out, so to speak. It also might help you out to learn that, you know, there is some very high quality top talent on the site. As an example, Kelly Fox, who started astrology.com back in, 1990, whatever. She was taking credit card orders and having to fax those to the credit card company because there was no electronic processing, kind of like the Flintstones of the internet. She's very prevalent there, as well as several others. So, you are going to be surrounded by world-class talent. That's for sure.
Okay.
Regardless
awesome.
Of the look at the
I'm
site.
I'm going to mute myself and let somebody else ask some questions. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for participating. Next. Do we have any other questions?
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I have a question about the alias versus our real name. I created an alias, and I applied, and I was accepted. And I guess my question is, when I'm working with somebody live, are they going to be referring to me by my alias name, or do I use my real name, or how does that work?
Well, thanks, Jennifer. It's a good question. When you your real name and records that you shared with Magnolia Blossom are only going into Magnolia Blossom, just the company. Your alias is the name that is put out to the world. So people would be referring to you as your alias, not as your real name. If you care to share that with them over video, you're welcome to do that. But in terms of your own privacy, only your alias is shown, period.
Okay. All right, great. And then the other question I had was about how are we getting paid exactly? How does that work? I'm assuming because we're logged in, that's how you keep track of hours?
We actually keep track of every minute, because everybody's at a per-minute fee. Everything if I was engaged with you on the site and I engage with you for, let's say, 20 minutes, that is all recorded, and my credit card or my account is drained of those funds, and those funds are added into and applied to your account, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then you guys issue a check, or do we set something up through, like, PayPal with you, or how does that work?
We can issue checks. We can pay by PayPal. Payoneer is another one. We can do ACH, which is like, me walking to your bank and dropping a check in your account. We could also pay by wire, but wire has a $50 fee attached to it. Wire is instantaneous,
right,
though.
So that's something we'll set up when we log in.
Yeah. There's also one called Paxim as well that we pay people with, which is more instantaneous than ACH. It's interesting. It's mainly done for foreign transactions, though.
Okay, the way we get paid, we'll set that up with you guys when we log in or something, like if we prefer PayPal or some other form?
Yeah, where is that
correct
found, Sean?
It should be in the psychic's login, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have that up. I can take that, though, and give it an answer via email as well that Chris can share with all the providers from Humanity Healing.
That'd be great.
Awesome. I'm sure there might be a few. There might be a few topics here that I would prefer that you guys have it in writing via email instead of me talking to you about it, when it's more bona fide, if you will. Especially when it comes to getting paid,
Sure. I have another question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I've been doing intuitive healing and guidance kind of readings for about 12 years, and done bulk of my work on the phone. I have a practice also where people come to see me, but the majority of the work I do is on the phone anyway. My concern was just about the video also, only because virtually the entire time I am working with someone, my eyes are closed. It's just my way of tuning out the world so I can tune in better to the client. So I didn't know if that's going to be an issue with the video stuff or not, because looking at someone distract me from the process more than it will help.
No, you know, you closing your eyes on video, I mean, that's not a problem at all. I mean, really, with the video side of things, if you were on video to show that you were present and awaiting a client, you know, on the site, of course, you're probably not going to have your eyes closed. But,
right.
You know, I mean, really, you could, if you prefer to stay on video and tell the client that this is how you work, you know, and give them a, you know, 2-minute rundown on, okay, well, here, this is how I work, and this is what to expect, and then go into it, you know, I don't think that's going to be any problem, Jennifer. I think it'd be fine.
Now, something else on that, when you do start giving a reading to a client, that's not, you know, going to be sitting out in a public domain. This is a private transaction.
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah. We are not interested in anyone being able to.
We're not interested in psychic voyeurism, which places do. It's this is a one-on-one private, you know, interaction between you as a intuitive professional and the client as a seeker of answers. Now, where I do think the video is going to be a big plus for a lot of people, for instance, we do have people that will be doing tarot readings and things like that, and that will give you the opportunity to actually show the client the card and the spread, doing this with astrology, and that will be a very big plus for people who have just been doing this over the phone before. But as I said, everybody's going to have their own style, and we are setting a new standard here, so it's going to be a evolutionary process, I think, for everybody. Did we answer all your questions?
Thank you very much.
Do we have another question? I hit star 6. Yes.
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Jessica.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Hi, this is Rachel. I just want some clarification on the video. Do we have the option of doing telephone versus video? The previous caller made up a good point about, you know, you've got to get all gussied up and, you know, I'm a light trance psychic medium and, you know, my face changes, you know, because other spirits appear in front of me. I don't want to scare people away.
I truly love our community because everybody accesses spirit differently, and it's such a joy to hear what people do.
Right.
Absolutely.
I've been doing this for 45 years plus, and I'll tell you, I find that telephone and email consultations are much easier from my perspective and more comfortable for my clients because with the absence of the physical eye, it helps me. You know, I'm not looking at the client and going, oh, my God, look at her hairstyle. Isn't that beautiful? And the client will do the reverse, like, oh, my God, you know, what kind of eye makeup does she have on? That dress is horrible. You know, I'm just, you know, convincing here. You know, it's a distraction is my point. And I'm not adverse to video, but I'm really not crazy about it. I just feel that telephone is not everyone in our profession can do it, and I'm blessed that I can, but I really feel it makes a better connection for the client and the practitioner.
Well, yeah, I believe in your case, you know, that may probably be true. And it's not so much telephone, though. It's that you have the ability to mute your video, so to speak. The audio still rolls, but the video is non-existent. So it's not really a telephone experience.
I can mute my face.
Yes, you can.
What you can do is you can be up here on video, a client comes in, and then you say, look, here's what we're going to do, this is why I do this, and then turn off your video feed so you're just talking audio, and got the best of both worlds.
Right, okay,
one thing I would like to point out is that there is no requirement to be on video. intuitive professional is the one that will determine whether they only want to do email readings, they only want to do voice-only readings, or they want to do the full video. That will be entirely up to you.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that. Cool.
Awesome.
Well, thank
awesome.
You for answering my question.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Now, there's one other thing I'd like to throw out here because it kind of ties into that. And it also ties into about the getting paid part. I have had some questions about people of like, you know, how do I set my, you know, who sets how much I charge per minute? And what we have on the site is there are three different, I'll say grades of psychics, and Sean can talk about how these are chosen at this point in time. A lot of people are starting off on the same level, which is from 99 cents a minute up to $4.99 a minute. But then the next level goes, I think, $4.99 up to $12.99, and then the highest level will go up to $19.99 a minute. But it is the individual intuitive professional that is going to set the amount that they charge. The Magnolia Blossom, Supreme Psychics, we're not going to touch that because it's important that you're comfortable with what you're doing with your client. You may have someone who is like one of the top psychics in the world and could easily command $19.99 a minute, but they feel more comfortable helping this one individual at 99 cents a minute. That's going to be up to you guys.
Well, yeah, that's a big part of it. People that are at the top level initially will actually be marketed, you know, as entities that are on the site. Like I mentioned, Kelly Fox, you know, and like
yes.
you know, she actually appears in some of the advertisements that we're running, as well as a couple of the others. And every person has the opportunity to get there either by demonstrating their ability. I believe that Chris and Leonie are setting something up that will quote unquote, for lack of a better word, and there's just really no, I mean, this is the toughest thing to say, but to like test, if you will, because I know that there really is no real testing that happens. I've talked to 20-year-old girls who were more intuitive than 85% of the people when I used to run tarot.com that I'd ever talked to. So there'll be some type, you know, like a person that gets a lot of solid ratings on the site, you know, would be a candidate to be marketed in such a way, et cetera. I hope I didn't like allude to like a 100 million questions. I bet I just did though, huh? Anyway,
that one's a tough one because people were curious about the pay scale, so to speak.
Yeah. And I believe someone else chimed in with a question. Jessica, I heard. Is that right?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Okay, Denise. That'll
Hi.
Work.
This is a fabulous dream, and I am so glad you guys are doing it, and it's actually coming into fruition. It's wonderful.
Well,
I have one
question. It took way too long than I wanted it to.
Well, you know, it's all about synchronicity and timing. It's all good. The age of Aquarius is here. This is when it's supposed to happen. But my one question is, I'm already on the Supreme Psychics, got the direct deposit set, the whole thing. And then with the email that I got with Intuitive Counseling, when I go in to put in my name and email, it says it's already taken. So my question is, for the Intuitive Counseling and the Energetic Healing that's coming about, are we supposed to create another email, or will you fix it so it accepts our email for each three?
Yeah,
no, it kicks you out saying the email's
already
taken.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, you really don't need to use another email. You could just add the category to your genres of intuitive counseling, you know, or what have you. If there is an issue with that, email Chris, and I will make sure that it's added to your repertoire. Does that make sense for you?
Okay. I actually left Chris a message today when I called.
Okay.
So there'll be a message from me. Maybe it's just an isolated thing that it won't take my email to go into the intuitive counseling. It's not a big deal, but that was my one question.
Okay.
I really appreciate it, Denise.
I will double check your emails.
Sorry. Those are little bugs that we're still trying to that may be there that we're trying to work through. So, you know, Chris has been sending me, you know, email just about every single day with people that have had an issue with uploading a picture or what have you. And so I've got my customer service staff over there finally trained up to, like, be really solid with all of it. So any issues that anybody comes
up
with.
I'm the intuitive counseling for the resume and the information. I have friends that have their master's in psychology and are intuitive and want to do it, but when she went in for the intuitive counseling part, when the email that came yesterday about this call, it doesn't allow, it pulls up all these psychic tools. So is there a separate one that you're going to put out for the counseling site? For those who have, like, their master's in psychology, professional counselors?
Yeah, we will definitely be creating those categories, so to speak, and punching down into them. If there are any that you feel are not on the site that should be there, if you would like to send that list over to Chris, we should definitely be, you know, look into what we can do to get that done.
Fabulous. That is just what I wanted.
Super. Yeah, the categories of psychics. I suppose it's better to refer to them as categories as opposed to tools. But it's an ever evolving list because there's a lot of different gifts out there, and we haven't recorded them all. But as we have people come online that do different things or do them in a different way and have a different name for them, we absolutely want to get those put up and listed as categories. Because people will be searching for somebody who is, say, a remote viewer or searching for someone who does Akashic Records. And we want them to be able to come right over and identify who you are.
That is wonderful. Yes.
But as I said earlier and alluded to, this is a work in process. You know, there are a lot of psychic sites out there, but this is a kind of a new animal, and we're evolving and we're learning and we're growing as we get closer to launch, and certainly will be after we launch.
That is wonderful. Now, after you launch, as time progresses, is it a consideration to do phone readings per a telephone and not just the audio, or are you going to stick to this format so far?
Well, and I'm hearing a lot of background noise. Is that coming from you over there, Chris?
No, it's not coming from here. If you're not actually asking a question right now, please hit *6 and mute yourself. If you're waiting, and then we'll jump in afterwards after this question and get the next person. We've got plenty of time scheduled, so we should be good to answer everybody's question.
Yeah. So it's Denise still, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that was Denise.
Okay. Can you ask your question again? So, there was so much background noise, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine. In the future, is it a consideration to do a telephone readings on the site, or will you strictly be doing the webcam, visual and audio, as well as emails?
That's a great question. Given I've got a lot of experience in this, of course, I push for phone. Really hard in the beginning. The phone is a whole different world in order to implement. And the good news is that it is on the roadmap to launch when phase two of the site is done. And I'm hoping that is done by June. So for the initial aspects of the site, to get it live, we are going live with the video audio aspect of it only. The phone will definitely be in the very near future. It just requires a lot of different technology that we do not have in place in the moment. So.
Fair enough. Your vision is going to keep evolving, so it was just a good question, and I think you guys are going to do wonderful with this. Thank you for offering it to us and to the people.
Well, bless
Thank
your
you.
Heart. Thank you. It's one of the things I will point out, there's a lot of possibilities that we're looking to put into place in phase two, phase three, phase four, but we could keep tweaking the site and never get it launched. We thought it was more important to get it launched and then start adding more bells and whistles as we grow and evolve, and this way people can get online, start helping people, start earning some income and go from there. But thank you for the questions.
Thank you very much. I will be muting myself now.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm muting myself now.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Monica.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I actually do Akashic Records readings, and so I was glad to see that that was a category on there. The question I have, well, two, one of which is the name of the website itself. What I understood when I read the information was that we're going to have a sort of a panel, and I understand that, you know, there is sort of a back end, which is where the psychics come in, and then there's going to be a front end, I'm assuming, where the potential clients come in, and I'm not clear what that URL is.
Okay, the URL for where the customers come in will be supremepsychics.com. Right now it is not live because we don't want people coming to the site and trying to sign up, getting disappointed and going before we're ready to go. That's kind of the cart and the horse scenario.
Okay.
But it will be.
And then the other part, go ahead.
No, I just said but it will be supremepsychics.com will be the initial name for the site.
Okay. So, and the other part was in terms of payment, you know, you had mentioned that somebody was could explain to her potential client that, you know, she closes her eyes, et cetera. What I thought was it would be a good idea to perhaps, you know, put in the bio how I work. Because when you charge someone per minute, and especially if it's going to be at the higher end, they may not want to spend, you know, $5, $10, $15, whatever it might be, just to have you tell them something about how you work. So I'm not clear if there's a grace period or if it's literally per minute or how that works. Like, do you hit the, you know, reading, like you have the conversation, you know, let's say the hi, how are you, the, you know, formalities, and then you hit start charging, you know, button or something. I'm not
sure. Sure. So imagine if you were in, we'll call it public chat as an example, and you've got, you know, five people watching you and you're talking about how you work. You know, it really it's up to that client to have already understood that before they get in, because as soon as they go into one-on-one chat with you, the meter starts running.
Okay.
If they feel comfortable with understanding, like, how you work, if they want to type to you, like, you know, ask you the question, because, you know, they can type chat to you, too, and say, hey, so how do you work? You might have a pre-canned response you copy and paste over, you know, if you're very sensitive about that. And
okay.
That's cool. Does that make sense?
It does. So I kind of understood this. I guess I'm not clear about the chatting part. It sounds almost as if what I understood, and I've never honestly been in any kind of chat room before, and I've never been on any kind of site like this, for example. But what I'm saying is, what I understand is that we go into a chat room and we're just sort of waiting there, and then people who are interested in maybe getting a reading come in, and then is it, you know, me, the only psychic with people who've come into my room, or is it a bunch of psychics all hanging out in the chat room? I don't understand it, and I'm a pretty visual person, so maybe that helps.
Okay, so let's say just for, I'm going to speak really rudimentary. Let's say that there is a whole list of different psychics that are listed, or different counselors that are listed. And I see one that does something that I'm interested in, so I need relationship help as an example. And I click on you and I look at your bio and I see that you're online and you seem to, you know, fit my needs. I might type you a message that would come directly to you, like an instant message, you know, like using Skype or something. I might be able to like hop on and like interact with you over video and say, hey, I'd really like to get a reading. You know, you know, here's my info. You know, if it's an astrology reading, you might want to send the person your birth info first. You know,
I see.
You know, that type of thing. So that's kind of one way to see how, you know, one pipeline as an example
of how a client might get involved with you.
Okay.
You may be where you're on public video, and you know you might have like five people that have clicked on your video, and you know they're interacting with you, and they might be asking you questions about like, well, where are you located? That's a pretty common one, you know, and what have you. And people that are potential customers asking you questions.
So what do you mean by public video? Like I turn on my video thing and I'm just, you know, there for people to see and I say, hey, how are you? Or do you mean that there is okay. So is there a way to put up like we have our bio, but I don't know if there's a way to put up a little mini, you know, pre-recorded video of here's who I am and here's what I do, or if that's not really, something that would work.
Not the ability to do that.
I think we'll put that on the list of things to discuss for like phase two or three. That's actually a very excellent idea. Someone could watch a short video of you discussing what you do, how you do it, what you need to have ready when you come online. For instance, you know, you
exactly.
can send me your birth chart, and then when we come online, but that way I'll have it all ready for you. So there's no extra dead time a lot of people have talked about, it's like, look, I want to get in, talk, do this sort of thing, but you know, I don't necessarily want to sit around for 5 minutes charging them while I get their, you know, name and location for the energy reading or whatever. So that's a very good idea. Thank you.
Yeah. And that may be that may be very, very easy to implement as well. So I might be able to surprise everybody with something, provided that you have that video somewhere that like is already online, that already has a URL associated with it.
Right. If you make a YouTube video and you describe it, for example, and it's on, you know, your own YouTube mm-hmm. channel, then you have a URL, and it could be, you know, click here to watch, you know, a bio or whatever, or just like you upload a photo. I know that, for example, Constant Contact has a way to upload, the URL, but the actual video little picture shows up in your newsletter. So it's a visual. It shows up there, and then, then it goes, you know, click, and it plays there. It doesn't actually take you to YouTube. It stays right there.
Yeah, I can see where we can embed video quite easily, possibly, so. Who knows? Maybe I'll pull a rabbit out of my hat on that one. That's a good idea. Thank you so much for the question and the suggestion. That's great.
Yeah. Well, and then there's one last piece, which is I know one woman, the first one, was concerned about credibility and such. For example, I used to write for Examiner.com before I started writing for Om Times, and the thing I didn't like was the stuff that other people were writing. So, you know, it just brought, I felt like the site itself was much more, I don't even have a television, obviously. Obviously the whole piece around the media wasn't even interesting to me. So here I'm trying to write about spiritual aspects, and, somebody else is writing about, you know, whoever movie star did whatever bad thing. And anyway, and all I'm saying is that I just felt like it wasn't the venue for me. And given that I've never done, you know, online psychic readings, the credibility is there. And so I'm glad that I was, you know, selected, let's say, to do this, but I'm also a little bit concerned, you know, that, you know, yes, you've completely trusted me, but maybe that's how the ratings start. Maybe, you know, it's really going to be, in other words, like you were just mentioning a little while ago, you know, people who've been doing readings for years, and yet you'll find somebody, you know, who doesn't even realize that, you know, she's completely intuitive and much more in tune than somebody who charges. So I'm just wondering how that, is it just really going to be self, evolving because people start to rate and that's how you'll decide? Or you don't, you just stay out of it and whoever works there?
Honestly, being in partnership with the Humanity Healing on this, I went to one of the most credible sources for people that I possibly could. And to be frank with you, at this point, that's the only place that I have gone for content providers, if you will, just because I know that they're going to fit a certain mold. in terms of
right.
of the site evolving and other people coming into the fold, they're going to go through a different process. And it,
right.
you know, I mean, there's a lot of trust that I have with Chris and Leonie and what they can create here. You know,
right.
So, you know, that process could involve all kinds of different things. You know, it's really unsettled at this point what that process is going to be. That is something that
right.
we are all working on. So,
perfect.
You know, in terms of other content providers there, though, that aren't going to be, you know, that may come into the fold that aren't going to be good, because there will always be a few of those that kind of make it through but don't really, you know, have the panache or, you know, what have you to actually do this kind of work in there. They will not be around long, you know, and
right.
that's just the way that is. So we do
right.
have a standard that we want to present to the world, and, you know, it was it's a humanity healing that kind of meets that standard, if you will.
Yes.
Does this make sense?
Yeah, and then, yeah, it does, and then that kind of, you know, goes at the other end, which is because I honestly haven't, you know, really dealt with psychics online. My concern is what kind of people call. In other words, I'm used to dealing with very high-frequency beings who are coming to be awakened. You know, really they come to me because they're ready to be seen and they're ready to be, you know, awakened to their grandness, so to speak. And really, you know, the work that I do is very high, very high vibration, very work with very high vibrational clients. And so I really don't want to tell people about the relationships and whether or not so-and-so is going to, you know, leave his wife for you or anything like that. So I'm not, so that was my other, and I know that you probably don't have anything to do with that, obviously, but I'm just, that's my other hesitation, is not having been in this field, online, I should say, I have no idea who's going to be, I don't want to be telling people about their love life, and I don't want to be going and giving people answers to things that are within them. In other words, I hold space for people to really see themselves more clearly, and you know, obviously I can set that intention, and I tried really hard in my bio to do that, but I just am, I guess, more curious about what kind of people do call up for a psychic, you know, online.
Anybody out there from, like, And it's quite humorous to me. There's the very wealthy that will use this service that really have no clue about their own personal growth, and
right.
and on the flip side, you will have people that you know, have spent you know, countless time in meditation throughout their lives, and you know, are ready to get you know a hit that pushes them past whatever boundary might be in front of them, which sounds like that's more along the lines of what you do.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it could be anybody. That's for the bio. So important. The categories, I mean, you know, that you choose, you know, are there.
Right.
And
right.
I think that the bio is your first line as far as delineating who you are, what you do, and how you can help someone. And I think it'd be very, you know, important to say, look, I'm looking at helping you make the next spiritual level. I'm not necessarily going to talk to you about, you know, whether, you know, your husband's stuff is with somebody else's stuff. I mean, you can just say that's not what I do. As far as
right.
the type of people that come in, I think you'll have everything from the serious spiritual seeker to, I'm sure we're going to get some psychic junkies, although we will be intentionally working, because we don't want to be a psychic junkie site. So we will be
exactly.
actively searching for the serious seeker, if that makes sense.
Well, and what I noticed, and I don't remember this specifically, but I would like to see a category, or it said, what do you offer? And it had things like relationships and all of the standards. But really, I'd like to see something about, you know, spiritual expansion or spiritual evolvement, you know, as being one of those categories, I mean, one of those specialties, so to speak, you know, because that's, you know, really what I'm more in tune with versus, you know, predictions and such.
I couldn't agree more. Chris, if you can add that to that ever-running list we've got going, that would be fabulous.
All right. Do me a favor. Send me an email with your thoughts, and we will. And anybody who's listening, if there's a category or if there's something like that that we don't have listed, please send me an email. It was in, you know, the best way to reach me for this area is supremepsychics@humanityhealing.net. It was in the emailing we sent out to everybody. And let me know, and we will try to get that up and added as soon as possible, because although we tried to be as inclusive as possible on the different flavors or styles of counselor, it's like there's far more than we have listed. Does that answer your question?
Yes. It does, and I missed the email that you said to send it to Supreme Psychics. What was it?
@humanityhealing.net.
@humanityhealing.net. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have any more questions?
It's Jessica. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Yes, I can hear you.
I had a question about integrity because I have worked on psychic websites, and I found that some of the psychic websites would have an affiliate program, and it would allow you to post on porn sites. So the clientele were coming from porn sites thinking that we were a porn site. So I was wondering if Supreme Psychics has an affiliate program where you can post it anywhere, or if they're affiliated with any type of industry like that. I know it's a strange question, but I'd like to know.
That's actually a pretty good question.
Yeah. And it's affiliates, man. Who? You know, I've dealt with affiliates for years and years and years, and some of them are really good, and some of them just go after whatever, you know. And in terms of porn sites, well, you know, News Corp, Comcast. All those companies get massive revenues from that revenue stream, and they all own properties around that. In fact, it kind of surprises me sometimes when I go, you mean really? You know, can we prevent that? Those types of clients coming in?
Well, I mean, just not posting it or being affiliated with them.
What's that?
I think that what they'll be doing is they will be evaluating affiliates. I don't think they're just going to give affiliates to everybody that comes out, although it's one of the things that I believe that they're offering to the people that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, they're offering to the people that actually sign up so that you could put link on.
You can be your own affiliate. We have not started an affiliate program with it yet. The first traffic that we traffic the site with will be quite organic and generic, so to speak. It's paid for, but it's organic and pretty much generic. Meaning that, you know, it's just done off of key search, you know, keywords, etc. In fact, my whole week has been filled with me meeting with the SEM team about what they need to do in order to traffic the site. But in terms of the actual traffic affiliate program being built out, not at this time. So initially, there will be none there. Will there be affiliates that we will sign on that could possibly drive traffic from sources we don't really care to have traffic from? Absolutely. Not much I could do about that. At the end of the day, they can, you know, anybody can be rude. You know, and also everyone on this planet, I believe, needs some type of help or guidance. I haven't really met anybody that's got it all mastered yet. And that could be a guy or a gal who is doing that dance. You know, why are they even on this site? Would be a question that enters my head.
Marketing towards there.
Right, that was my main question.
No,
if you're marketing towards that.
No.
Well, that leads me into my next question about banning or deactivating accounts. Is there an ability to block or ban someone from your chat room?
Oh.
I believe that there is, and if there isn't, it should be implemented already. But I believe that there totally is a banning mechanism that's already in place, just because we've had it for other aspects of business that we've done with different chat clients. Anything from like ICQ to Skype, you can ban and block someone. So I believe that we've taken that.
that's been a great help to me in the current website that I work on, because a lot of people or read to me or read to somebody else, or they're just being vulgar trying to get a reaction. So it's good to know that I can block them.
Yeah.
I did have a question about Skype. When you have a question or need assistance, how do you contact someone with Supreme Psychics to help you? Is it through email or Skype or?
It is through email. I have looked at doing a Skype deal, but there is email there. And over the last month or so, I have been training the customer service staff on how to handle issues and what have you. Apparently, according to Chris, he's gotten some feedback, and it's gotten a heck of a lot better than it was when they got blindsided by stuff that they didn't know was going on. So. Mm-hmm.
It has been an evolving process. There is a customer service number just for the counselors. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it is on the Humanity Healing site. That number or through an email to Supreme Psychics.
Okay,
What's that?
I said, or you can send an email to me and I'll pass it on.
Okay. Because I have problems with Skype, because I do most of my clients through Skype, and the other website contacts me through Skype, so I'm doing a reading, and then I get a call from them out of nowhere, so it's better that it's not through Skype.
I did have one more question. Sure.
Sorry, there's a bit of delay on my part, so I hope it doesn't sound like I'm talking over you. I do have some people, because I train or mentor other people on how to attune themselves to their abilities, and I do sometimes suggest my YouTube videos. Would that be not allowed?
That's a good question. I knew that Pandora's box would show up at some point.
If it's a no, it's fine. I just, need to make sure.
No. It's one that I haven't had, drive somebody to your YouTube videos. Boy, this goes back to like an
amazing
video
guided meditation.
Into your bio. No. That's a really interesting one. I think that's a really good one, Jessica. Honestly, I'm not going to see any problem with it done. You verbally telling them to go do this guided meditation.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to send up a red flag though, if you're pushing someone off the site via your bio or what have you. Which leads me back to, the embedded video on the site, actually. If you can embed those videos on the site, that would be great. I mean, obviously, we are going to see bleed off of clients that will then, either know who you are or what have you, or you'll establish a relationship with them through the site, and then they'll, that is just inevitable. I understand that's going to happen, to try to, regain our ROI in marketing all this great stuff is the other side of that coin that I'm, going to try to prevent a bit just from the sake of its own business sense,
Right.
So that's one that, I
the
think
answer
the way
is you don't know.
Well, the answer is that you could do it via video to say, okay, look, just go to my YouTube channel. It's this, this, and this, and here's a guided meditation for you. You could do that via video. Absolutely. Especially when you're prescribing something, right?
Sometimes I'm trying to explain a chakra and they don't understand. So instead of wasting their time explaining it and charging them, I say, go to my YouTube video because that'll give them more information instead of just talking to
right,
me about
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
I really like the idea about embedding videos on the site. We'll have to see how to get that organized, because I think that could be a great benefit to both the seeker and also for the counselor.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Jessica, those are great questions. Thank you. Thank you for really pushing me here. I appreciate
them.
My pleasure.
I'll go ahead
and
mute myself now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do we have another question? Hello?
Hi, this is Jennifer again. I have one other question. I logged in to the site because I had been approved the other day, and it said that I was, it says that I'm an advisor. I guess that's my title. And I was wondering what are the different titles available, because I'm not sure what that means, because I don't personally do psychic predictions. I do energy healing and guidance. So I don't want to be misconstrued. And I didn't know what the different categories were, because
it's
for titles.
Well, the categories break down to advisor, elite, and supreme. Just because it's called Supreme Psychics, right? So, that's the ploy, so to speak, the marketing ploy. The title that you have as an advisor, that is an interesting one to take up for people that do distant healing, because you're not really advising, you're healing. So I can understand where the title is not really congruent with what you actually do. So that's another one for me to add to the tweak list,
to the list,
and that should probably get a higher priority than other things.
You can say professional. That's just a suggestion.
Okay, professional. Okay. No, and I appreciate that. This feedback is invaluable, you know?
I'll put some other suggestions, like consultant or professional or healer or something that's a little more generic, because I know you're trying to cover the whole thing, but really summarizes what, you know, we are trying to do as a community, and to differentiate between the person who's offering and the one who's the client.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure, thanks for explaining that.
Thank you.
Any other questions out there?
Another question? Are there any more questions? You hit *6 to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Hello? I heard somebody.
Hello. Yes, my name's Naomi.
Hi,
can you
Naomi.
Hear me?
Hi, Nate.
Yes,
hi.
I can.
Okay. I've been trying to ask you this question, but didn't get through. Okay, I'm a crystal healer, so I do remote sessions. And how I've done it in the past would be to set up an appointment with the person, and while I'm performing my part, they're lying down and, you know, they're my client, but in their house, right? So
right.
After I perform it, and it takes about maybe 30, 40 minutes to do the whole thing, then I get back with them and I ask them what their experience was, and then I share with them what I got, any intuitive guidance, any messages and particular crystals and everything. I mean, it's been very effective. And I've sent them, you know, like a PowerPoint presentation of pictures of their crystal buildup, that kind of thing. But I guess if I'm doing this on the phone, I could just pick up my little laptop and then show them the crystals that were used. Is that the way I would do that?
Well, Naomi, this is a really good question, you know, and I know that a lot of people work under the skies. So the way that I would probably structure this is that, let's say I connect with you on, you know, Supreme Psychics, we video chat, I explain, we just connect there, you explain what you're going to do, and then I need to go lay down for 30 minutes. The video chat would end, and I would go lay down, and you would do your work.
Yeah.
With the guides that I would be meeting you back at the computer in 30 minutes time.
and then I would reinitiate that chat, and then that discussion would move forward. Does that make sense as a good way to handle that?
Yeah, and then the whole idea about charging, it would be for that whole amount of time from the time they're lying down until we finish processing what happened, right?
Well, if you wanted to charge for that entire time, you would need to stay on the chat, be it that you're on audio or video, for that time. That's the only way that I have a meter that, you know, I can build a client for.
May I interrupt? This is Ajneera. I do healing sessions via Skype with video, and I find that the client has a more connected experience to the healing when I'm leaving the video running, and I can make those comments out loud and the person can hear them real time. So I don't think it's going to take away from your session. I think it's possibly going to enhance it by leaving it connected. Think about that and think about, you know, possibly it being an advantage.
Yeah, in a way, I'm
very good
about
point. Thank
if you. My computer could film me actually doing the layout and doing the tuning forks and sounding, and then when I come back, then I can just show them the webcam of the layout. And
absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I think that would be a very good idea, and you know, as this is going on, you describe what you're doing. Okay, I've got this stone, and it's going here. You should be feeling this, you know, or whatever. It's I think that would be a good thing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I didn't,
Ajneera,
for jumping in and saying that. That's a very good feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too.
God, I love our community.
Okay. Thanks very
They're
much.
Awesome. They're awesome. I feel so blessed.
Do we have more questions?
You know,
to be honest, Sean, this is really kind of what I was hoping for when we first started talking about doing this project. Is we really do have an awesome group of healers and counselors that we know, and I really love to see them come together and help each other to grow and evolve as well as the clients. So that was
absolutely.
I love our community. Do we have any more questions? I'm starting to hear crickets chirping. Well, Sean, I think we might be at the end of the session then, if that's our last question.
Jessica, again, I did have one more question.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you answered it already because I came in a little bit late, but when is the launch time?
No worries. We were looking at tomorrow, although I believe this is going to be Tuesday at this point due to our communication with the bank to ensure that the transactions have actually occurred, which is a pretty critical piece.
Okay.
So,
Mercury retrograde is trying one last, communication issue. But we'll agree Mercury retrograde and it'll be smooth sailing.
Is it okay for me to post on my YouTube channel that I will be working on the site, like outside in advertisement or encouragement? Okay.
You should do that, and you should get credit for that. So, you know, I don't quite have the affiliate program, you know, carved out because you know, it's one step at a time.
Oh, I didn't know you could do the affiliate through YouTube. Mm-hmm.
It's just a
specific link that you would put up there with a specific unique identifying mark in it or group of numbers or alphanumeric, you know, however we're going to do this, that would credit you for the traffic that you drove to yourself on Supreme Psychics. You should be paid for that, especially if it drives in a new member that, you know, pays money through the site to you. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Jessica, by all means, spread it far and wide, but let me get you a link to get the credit for it.
Okay. As Sean said earlier, where the affiliate or how that affiliate is doing is still being rolled out. But the way the pay scale is set up, I believe it's 25% of the income coming in goes to driving traffic, and this would be something that would be credited to you if you drove the traffic to the site once that program and that link gets set up.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because I didn't do it with the other site because it didn't feel right, like the integrity didn't feel right. So I've been waiting for a site that I would feel comfortable sharing.
I'm so stoked to hear you say that.
Yeah, it feels
really
perfect for me. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a related question, which is, what is it that, so each of the clients themselves, they are going to log in and be a member of the Supreme Psychics site, right? So if my clients, for example, wanted to have readings from me through Supreme Psychics, then they would have a login at their end. And then do they purchase a certain number of minutes, or how does that work?
Yeah. They purchase, blocks of time, if you will. So let's say I could buy, 10 minutes. Let's say I bought 60 minutes on there, and then I chose to use 20 of those minutes with you. Well, 20 of those minutes would then be credited to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, somewhat. I just wanted to be clear to my clients, because basically what I was thinking is that I actually charge, sort of a lot, and what I thought was by kind of promoting my work on Supreme Psychics and also to, start with clients who already love me, to give them a discount and charge less at Supreme Psychics than I normally would, so that A, they would have a reason to utilize me, B, they would give me high ratings because they already love me, and it would just kind of make that little loop happen. But I just wanted it to be clear, and that my clients would feel comfortable going someplace that maybe they too have never gone to an online psychic. So to use this other format may be a little bit, uncomfortable for them. And so just to make sure that it's fairly, user-friendly, easy to navigate and understand what they're doing.
Yep. And you will be able to, change your rate. So if you have, let's say you're up there at $9.99 a minute, and then you get a client that you've had, in the past, you want to take them to $1.99 a minute, you have the ability to do that.
Right, at live time, at that time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sean, let me just hop in and reiterate that. So it is possible for a counselor to real time change their rate for a particular client or the like. They don't have to send it in and say, I'm changing my rate to such and such. So they could decide, tonight I'm running a special to my friends.
Right, absolutely. You want to run a special to, you're feeling generous that night, or, you want to, have a little karma yoga around it, then, yeah, by all means, you could change your rate.
Okay, and then so if you do the affiliate, it would be driven, let's say, through not just YouTube, you could through our own websites, is that right?
That is correct, yes. So if you gave your clients a specific link, you would also see 25% of that 25% more revenue from that transaction due to it being your own efforts driving the traffic, to the site.
Right. And okay, so you're not setting that up yet. That's something that's coming.
Yes, the affiliate program should be coming very soon. It sounds like I'm going to have to go turn up the heat in the kitchen on that one and get those developers cracking, because it sounds like it's going to be kind of needful.
Well, this was informative. Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating with us this evening. And for participating with the Supreme Psychics program.
Whoa.
We're getting some background noise. Is there someone that's unmuted but has a question?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and I have a question. My application was actually rejected because my driver's license had a very small shadow across the bottom of it.
Chris sent me an email about that today. Yeah. Chris sent me an email about that earlier today, and I did forward it off to the project manager running the customer service department, Debbie. Is it possible that you have a picture of it just as a backup without any shadow on it?
It's a PA driver's license, and the shadow was only on the bottom. All of the pertinent information was very, very clear, and there's like a hologram across the PA license. So you have to get it kind of at an angle, and you can't get a perfect shot.
Right. I really wouldn't worry
Chris
about the hologram so much.
Pardon me?
I had said that, you know, if you're comfortable, send a copy of it to me, and I will literally forward it on to Sean here. But without seeing it, we can't say what the problem is. But if all the pertinent information is there, I would think that would be able to be run through.
Great.
It may just be a really picky customer service person. Debbie, it may just be a really picky customer service person, okay? In which case, it has been run up a flagpole, and I will be dealing with it first thing in the morning tomorrow, for sure.
Fantastic. I'll get it out to you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
The site sounds absolutely phenomenal. I'm really excited. I get God bumps every time I talk about it.
Wow.
Awesome.
That is great. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. I'm going to mute for anyone else.
All right. Thank you. Do we have any more questions?
I think the longer I'm on this call, the more questions I have. Jennifer, one more time. Sorry.
Jennifer, well, to be honest, it's not any problem because for every person that has a question, there's several people thinking it.
Okay, good. Well, this is about, I have my own personal website, and, you know, that's pretty much how I get a lot of clients now is through referrals and people finding my website and stuff. And so I don't want there to be a conflict of interest, obviously, if I'm working for Supreme Psychics. So is there some kind of policy about, you know, not mentioning our own private website, or how do you want to handle that?
Well, yeah, and this came up earlier around the YouTube videos from Jessica, too.
Yeah.
And this is Jennifer, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I really don't want to bleed traffic off, you know, because we're spending thousands and thousands of dollars to market this. You know, I've fought for a huge marketing budget. And, you know, so we really don't want to bleed traffic off. You know, obviously people, you know, it is inevitable. It's just going to happen. It's just a reality of what it is. And, yes, like, you know, if I'd been a practicing intuitive or, you know, counselor, et cetera, of course I'm going to have my own web presence. I mean, who wouldn't in this day and age? It's so easy to put up a website. So, you know, I mean, it's just part of what is going to happen, you know. Do I want to see people blatantly promoting it? No, not really. You know, I know it's inevitable, and I know that, you know, things will get mentioned, and, you know, if anybody has half a brain in them, you know, if I'm spending, you know, $5 a minute to talk to you, and I feel really good about that, of course, when I get off of that call, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to Google who you are, you know. I'm going to come across your own site. And, yes, I am going to probably engage with you off of Supreme Psychics. And, yeah, that is just reality. It's just how things happen with it. And there's no way for us to really prevent that, nor do we want to prevent it. But at the end of the day, it's kind of an unwritten rule. You know, we don't want to put links to that type of thing in your bios or anything. But if it gets, you know, mentioned in passing, so be it. I mean, we only have so much control, you know.
Oh,
right.
One of the things that we're doing here on Supreme Psychics that some of the other sites won't let you do is you're actually allowed to use your name. because we do see you all as professional, and therefore we have trust and we have faith in you. And whereas, yes, people are going to come off and you'll probably get clients on your private site and the like, it will balance out, particularly with those that do the affiliate program down the road. But at the end of the day, what we want is we want to create a positive experience on Supreme Psychics for both the seekers and for the counselors, and that will bring both back to the site for further readings and for further steps down the path. And really, and that's, as Liana just pointed out, that is why we've sent this out, why we got involved in this, because we do know some of the people that we're associated with are some of the very best in the world, and we wanted that kind of quality on that site.
Great. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I was clear about that so I don't violate any kind of policy.
Well, I think the big thing I think the big thing is don't put in your bio, visit me on my website, here it is, and we'll be okay.
Right.
Yeah. that's really about it at the end of the day. I mean, that's the only protection we could put out there for our own, technologies that we put into place and marketing budget around it. I mean, we've already spent about, maybe $350,000 to get this thing to where it's at, it's a lot of money to spend. So, but anyway,
all right,
we're
coming up the end of the time period that I had allotted for the phone call, but we do have time for one more question if anybody's got one. Going once? Going twice? All right, Sean, is there any closing comment or the like that's come up in your head since we've been talking that you want to mention or go over? And if not, we'll tell everyone thank you for coming.
No, really, really just to thank everyone for their patience. This site has been, I know some of you have signed up way back, maybe even in December, because we were going to try and get this thing live in January. It may have been even before that. And it's been a tough go to get this thing going, and I really appreciate everyone hanging in there that has had to endure through that. We're, probably 48 hours away, if not a little sooner than that, from having a platform that you can help the world with. So I'm really excited about what's next. Chris, I thank you for being just a great front line for everything, and Chris forwards me a lot of your emails just so I can live into what's going on there. And a lot of those things have had suggestions in them that, that I completely take everything I read to heart. So, and I've made a lot of adjustments on the site based on your own suggestions. And so it's really kind of been neat to have, unbeknownst to you all, a kind of collaborative effort on, sculpting the vision, so to speak. So, I look forward to more of that. Sorry, Chris, you're going to get nailed with email now.
No,
that's the way it is.
it's no problem whatsoever. From Humanity Healing's perspective, this project's been a joy to work on, and we truly do believe in it, which is why we've sent it out to our community. We will be, as soon as we have more details about the exact launch date and what to do, we will send out an email to everybody about that. Just so everyone's prepared, but on behalf of Humanity Healing, I would like to sincerely thank everybody and express my gratitude for participating with this program. We look forward to doing some very good things, not only on the Supreme Psychic site and with the people we'll be able to help there, but we will also be rippling this out for the projects that Humanity Healing International does. To do good work in the world also, and you will all be a part of that, and we will keep you posted on what we're doing and how we're doing it. So, again, thank you very, very much. And also thank you for coming here this evening. And with that, I think, Sean, we'll go ahead and close the call. And as soon as I have an opportunity, which should be within an hour or so, I will get this posted up on the humanityhealing.net site, on the page where I mentioned in the email that went out. So if someone came late or the like or didn't have a chance to make it, they'll be able to access this information there. So again, thank you very much. I wish you all a glorious evening, and we look forward to seeing this launch.
Cheers.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Bye.